Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. So welcome to the Zap Podcast. It is the end of spring, starting of the summer of 2025. We are here with Angel, the iconic, the one and only Angel.
It's me.
Short name, Angel, with a capital L.
Angela.
And your ID has always been the same, the 770077?
Nah, I bought that I think I bought that in 2020. And my first ID started with a 2. It was a 9-digit ID. And by the way, I just want to correct you real quick. It's not coming up to summer here because I'm down under, mate.
Oh.
It's coming up to winter.
Oh, you're right. That's right. So
yeah, mate.
So we're across the world. Like I'm in the United States and you're in Australia.
That's right. So we are currently talking to each other from the complete other side of the globe. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty crazy. But you know, nowadays it's who knows what type of technology there will be in the future. Maybe Discord will go down and Zat will pick up again and make some voice chat feature or something. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Hey, especially what's going on lately with Discord. And, you know, we've got some old OG users coming back to Zat this year. It's going to be a very interesting year. Even for you said himself on New Year's Day that there's going to be some changes around here.
Yeah. A lot of people, I've been seeing some, like, slowly some old heads are coming back to Zat to check it out. And so a lot of people are rebelling against Discord. They hate it. They don't like it. So something's going on, yeah. But we'll see. And we have your chat is going crazy, Coastal. So
yes, we are at Coastal at the moment, guys. So if you want, come check it out.
Yeah. Zat.com/Coastal.
We'll be doing a radio.
Really?
That's it. Yeah, we'll be doing a radio station soon. So we might like some EDM, some DMB, some trap. We might have a rock hour, you know, you got your classic rock hits. We might just, you know, see what the people like as well. Like I'll do requests. So that will be coming up soon. Stay tuned. Stay keen. I sound like I'm on a radio station now.
Yeah. What would your DJ name be?
What would my DJ name be? Probably just DJ Angel Lee, mate. Yeah.
Angel Lee. Oh my God. That's pretty funny.
That's my name though. It's on my fucking birth certificate.
how many DJ Angels are on that? It's a common name. But you literally have the short name Angel.
Yeah. And I'll be remembered as DJ Angel because it's me. Come on.
Have you always had that short name though?
I bought it in 2016 and I have these people come up to me and be like, Mike bought you that short name, didn't he? And I'm like, no, mate. If anything, I made the ticket myself and made it. I was like, well, this Angel person hasn't been active since maybe like 2012. And I'm like, all right, that's mine. You know, that's my name. It's on my birth certificate. It's like legally my name. I'm gonna take that shit. So I bought it for like 35K about almost a decade ago now. And that was around the same time I was dating Mike for a couple of years. And I know how that went down. I know we will get into that. We will get into that. Because I know people are like, that is so wrong.
Yeah, I have my own memories about that. I remember being there and seeing you
were there.
You date Mike. Mike, he doesn't come around anymore, though. Yeah, we did. But Mike doesn't come on much anymore. Maybe he's in like the background for like, not even just back end, but maybe some business side of that. I don't know. But I think he's just totally inactive right now.
Even then, I don't even think he contributes too much to that anymore. Like, I know he's a smiley maker and all. I'm not too sure how often he does that. I know he's off Zat and he's been off for quite a few years. Although I do talk to Mike every now and then. We do still talk.
Really? That's cool. I hope he's doing good.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We've always had like a mutual respect for each other.
Mike's an interesting person, interesting user. He He was always, I don't even know how to say it, but like he tried to get me once. I was like, I need to help with some code. And he tried to make a deal where like if he helps me with code, he'll get my powers, my gold and stuff. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then he helps me, and then he goes and gets me torched because I didn't. Whoa. It was like stupid. Yeah, because I didn't give him my gold pawn.
You didn't.
He got my Zat Me torch, the Zat Me page.
Oh,
he got that right. Torch, but then I ended up getting it untorched anyways. But he was weird for doing that.
I don't know why he did that to some people. Like, he just turned on some people because sometimes he would hear things or he would see things and then blow it out of proportion or misinterpret or misconceive what they've said or done, and then think that he's being betrayed. And that's the one thing I had to reassure Mike. I'm like, no, I don't actually think they're betraying you this time. I think that maybe you've got it a bit twisted, like they've twisted his words or something.
You're describing Mike very well. And I wanted to say, Mike is like, to me, he's like a classic, like, online user. Like I can just, image his haircut, like it's old school haircut and the back it then, like, he feels like a, he's been there for a minute, and he's like, to me, like a classic, like online user, like MySpace type of, like he's been there.
Mike is an OG from like 2006. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's gone. And he does own 7M. And I know that Tim, I'm going to call you out right now. You're not going to get that ID off Mike. Stop asking. Okay.
I want to get an MID. It just hasn't been created yet. I'm trying to get it in an auction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could imagine by looking at my ID which one that would be. If you know. Yeah.
But like 69M.
Yeah. Coming for it.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Because
you got 6690.
Yeah. Yeah.
6969690. Cool.
So when did
7-digit gang.
Yes. I actually got that ID for free.
Oh, nice. I think I got like 80K.
I got it from a friend from Club Penguin Armies. He didn't use the site anymore. And I found him on Discord like years ago. And I asked him if I can have his account, like his ID and his powers. So first he gave me his powers, and he used to have every power. So when I got his powers, I basically had like double of everything. And then I was able to sell all my doubles or exchange all my powers for every power. That's how I got it.
And, that's pretty cool. Nice.
Yeah, and then he had after transferring his powers, he had to delete his account. And then I got the Regilink, and then I registered my account.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Got that all for free, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, I slid the guy like $20 on PayPal, but it's pretty much for all that, it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, for real though. I mean, $20, $20. But
yeah,
that's still courteous enough to give him something. But what were you going to ask me before? Sorry.
Oh yeah, when did you join Zat?
2010. I was on Club Penguin, and someone was like, "Can you go onto Google and type in Rock Hopper chat?" I'm like, "Why?" I'm like, "Okay, we'll see what comes up." And so I click on this Zat Rock Hopper chat, and I'm like, it was really intimidating because there were so many people in this chat room, and they were talking like all at once. Like, I'm telling you, that was not like it was now, as opposed to what it was back then. Is when people talk in the chat, you will miss their message if you're not there to read it. It just goes up. It just goes like disappears, scrolls up.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Yeah, they should make a thing for like chat logs, like a power to read chat logs or something. I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
Right.
Like chat owners to assign it and keep a log of chats.
I thought that was a thing, but I guess not.
I'm not sure. Maybe it is.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I know they do it with the bot. Like, they use the Fex bot to read chat logs, at least.
Yeah, but they have to do it manually, and it's just such a pain in the ass, huh?
Yeah. So back then, Zat was really wild. like you're saying, there was a ton of people on there talking at once. It was just in a different environment, totally. Do you like how that was back then, how it used to be, or do you like how it is now? And that's like comparing the toxic, crazy, hectic environment it was compared to today, where it's a smaller community, but it's more chill and not much going on.
That was a tough one, because I feel like nowadays you have more of a smaller community, so it's more intimate. So you kind of know everyone by now, especially considering how long people have been on Zat, and they're still there somehow, you know, people eventually come back. And then, but I think the dynamic back then, it was nicer, because if I didn't want to talk to like a million strangers, I could just go and make my own chat, which is what I did. I made my own chat. My name was Sparks, and I called my chat Sparks6123 because that was my Club Penguin name.
Wow.
And I had all my Club Penguin friends join my chat, and it was really cool because I would log in and they would all be there, and I wouldn't have to kind of like have to maintain the chat by always talking. There was just a community of people for one chat. But nowadays there's a community of people for like, there's only like a small variety of English speaking people that go on like 2-3 chats. Like they vary between 2-3 chats. And even then they don't even go on them. They have one main chat that they go to. No one really owns their own chat that besides the official chats. It's not really like, you do have people, I guess, starting up their own chats now because, you know, people are starting to come back and, you know, it's starting to get more lit. But it's nothing like how it was back then. There were always random people with their own chats and their own communities, their own friends. They could just make a chat box whenever they wanted and then just send a link, the direct link, so like zat.com/sparks6123 to like all my mates. And it was just so nice. Like the dynamic was so cool because there were just always people online to talk to. So I don't know. I liked it back then, but I feel like we can definitely get there again as long as like, you know, people are actually willing to promote their chats and do some fun, you know, something, give people incentive to want to go to those chats. So if you do competitions, so like we can win Zats or like radios, like we were talking about before, great incentive.
So I also joined from Club Penguin. That's how, yep, I think a lot of people joined, which is huge, right, for Zat. Yeah. But it was an Adobe Flash based chat though, and I gotta say, with they switched to HTML5, and the progress they've made has been very slow. But it's getting there. It's slowly getting there, very slowly though. Based solely because it's just volunteer work anyways, which is crazy. And I try to help. I find bugs and stuff, whatever, report. But the progress has been very slow. But with HTML5, there's a lot of capabilities it can do now. So I also want to say
there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, back then, there was a lot of toxicity, a lot of like phishing links, stuff to grab your IP, or it was a very dangerous thing online. Like chats were very dangerous online back then.
They were, yeah. That's a big thing too. I was a kid, you know, and I was being exposed to people. If you don't have certain powers on Zat, so if you don't have like a no private chat, very cheap, by the way, costs like nothing.
Yeah.
100 Zat or no PM, then it stops random users from private chatting and private messaging you. But if you don't know this, then you've got a bunch of people messaging you and private chatting you and sending you really weird links, because they're all sorts of people around the world on the internet finding Zat from various sources. And of course it's going to be some weirdo on Club Penguin, right?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of weirdos, a lot of hackers. I would say a lot of the world's like most prominent top hackers definitely came from Zat and used Zat,
because
I met a lot of them from there. It's very interesting.
And you learn a lot from those people too.
Yeah. And the thing is like people were even getting their routers fried, because back then routers were pushing 10 megabytes per second. They weren't pushing anything back then, you know, and people were frying routers and
it was a thing.
Blackmailing for powers, you know, just for $5 worth of powers.
So many scams everywhere. Like, I got scammed at least 5 times. Like, I was just I probably shouldn't have been on Zat because Zat is actually 14 plus. But I was like, you know, 12 getting scammed and then crying to my mom about it, you know.
The thing is, now, since the communities are more small, it's easier to combat the scams and report it, and the volunteers will get something done through the ticket system. Whereas back then, a lot of that got away with, you know, a lot of it.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. I do like it for that factor, is that people actually attend to the tickets these days. And I think that the important thing, or the vital thing to remember about, you know, like hackers and scammers and things like that, is you can still ban people from your chats. So, or at least you can report them and those tickets will be answered, as opposed to doing it back then. Yes, you're right. They never really got attended to, or at least you're waiting like 2 to 3 months, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so much.
Yeah.
So many people.
So being on that at a young age, there was some bad things that came into light, like e-dating or some bad chats, or, you know, hackers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a full adult, what are your thoughts on the communities or people you interacted with back then?
Oh, man. Yeah, this thing is like, I talked to some pretty suspicious people, and I didn't really know about them until later on, like as I got older, and I'm like, oh, right. But I guess from my end, majority of the time, I would kind of just like ignore them or block them if I was like just not interested. But majority of the time, it's a tough one, because there are some people that are growing with you, like growing up with you, and they don't have their way in life either. And I feel like, I guess back then, it was more ruthless. Like, there was no cap. Like, there was no lid on it. There was just, everyone was so raw. There was so much dark humor, dark talk. And nowadays, everything's kind of like filtered and censored, and you don't want to start harassing people. There was so much of that, you know, like these days, everyone, I feel like even in real life, the world, everything's changed and everyone's starting to be more compassionate and kind. I think that's something that's being a little bit more normalized these days. So we don't feel the need to have to go back to that stage of Zat. I feel like this is a moment in time for Zat to not just become what it was, but become better than what it was, you know?
It's hard for that, though, because that would take such a long time for them to move that direction. But the issue is that there's like old systems in place where they need to upgrade stuff. Like why can't, when you're registering an account, it promote like internet safety and like the ticket system? Like, hey, if you ever need to make a report, we have a ticket. Like, why can't they promote some of that instead of having to go to help chat to get these answers? Why can't
Sorry, go.
Oh, I also want to say, like, they have like a little quiz to get the tickle power, like to learn about internet safety. Like, that's like old and outdated, you know? But yeah, go ahead. What's the reasoning?
Yes, totally. And you're right. Like, they should include some sort of like system where we can integrate these suggestions. Like, I'm sure they have the suggestions section somewhere, but we need a more official suggestions, I guess, like section, so people actually know where to find it and that they're actually going to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, they hide that. They just keep it on the forum and they're like, oh yeah, just go to the forum. They should definitely put some type of section on the main page, honestly. Yes, the menu.
Exactly. There should be a big button on the top of that that says suggestions.
But you think they wouldn't get overwhelmed with suggestions by doing that? Because they work at such a slow pace.
No, because what they can do is they can read all the suggestions, then they can prioritize what, like how many of each suggestion, like how the quantity of each one, and see which one has the most quantity, and then they can start from the priority and then work their way down. And they can work as a group, as a team, to do that. But it's just the fact that people don't like working as group or team these days. They want to work solo.
There's too many. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are stealing. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's some users, even staff at Help, that are stealing my suggestions and posting it on the forum and not crediting me. When I ask it, hey, they when they tell me they're posting, I say, okay, well, if you're going to post that, you need to credit me. You know, so there's people doing that. And also I want to say, like, if there's a suggestion thing, like a more like, hey, push for suggestions, post it on the main menu. I think there's so many things that need to be changed with Zat that there would be way too many suggestions. Like, I'm telling you, like, crazy amount.
Yeah,
but a lot of it's outdated. Yeah.
It really is. But this is the thing is, I guess a lot of people don't want to see that all the whole because of, well, not only the memories and the nostalgia, but because a lot of people are going to lose money. And it's not just about money, but it's about a lot of people are going to lose their connections, their communities, their friends. You know, it's just some people are not going to sustain. Like, I was talking to a reseller the other day, and I bought Zats off him. Excuse me. But anyway, I was talking to him, and usually 1,000 Zats will go for, like, $2.50, right? $2.50 US is, like, generally how much they go for. And this reseller had bought them for so much more, and he would not budge for any lower than $3.2 US, and I was kind of astonished. Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, but do you like get any business? I was not trying to be rude, but I asked him in the most kindest way, and he's like, look, I don't know what to do at this point. I bought them, and I think I might just sell everything and quit. And I'm like, look, bro, I'm only gonna do this because I feel bad, but how about he asked me for three, and I said no, but I will do it for 2.9 because I would never do that.
You just got scammed. I feel like that was like a sob story, if it's the reseller you're talking about, because there's one reseller that charges way up there, and they've been doing that for a while. So if they're giving that sob story, like yeah, I might quit soon, they're just overpricing it like crazy.
Dude, he gave me the biggest sub story. Like, it wasn't even just that. Okay.
I can get Zats for like 2.2, 2.3 per K.
Yeah, exactly. I can go to another friend of mine, and we're good friends, and he doesn't do it any cheaper, but I can get it for like 2.3 from him.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna just, the thing is, I wanted them then and there. And my friend wasn't online, and I also wanted to help this other reseller that sells the Zats for 3.2. I wanted to help him out because he seemed like, I know, but it seemed like he genuinely got ripped off by somebody and he just wanted to get rid of them or something. Because I don't know because he said to me that most of the resellers do it for like a hobby or like, they're not doing for profit necessarily. But he said that that's his income. And so now I'm like, what do you mean that's your income? I'm like, how are you supposed to live off reselling Zats, bro? Come on. That's not the whole point of Zat, okay? That's not the point. You're not supposed to make money off it.
Well, that's what the trademark's there for, but there's no way you can make a living off selling that for that high. No one's gonna buy it. And it's not crazy.
Exactly. And the people aren't even making money off that. I mean, if they are, then they're just really good at what they do, but it's not really what we go on Zap for.
Yeah. So you used to flaunt around with every power, right? Do you miss
right
it?
Right after we talked about that. Yes, I flaunted around with every power at one stage.
Do you miss having every power?
No. Well, actually, sometimes I just want that pretty pink pawn, but not really, because I feel like everybody's got it these days, and I kind of just like owning my short name and my ID, and I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I don't really need powers. Everyone knows who I am. I don't think that looking pretty on a chat is gonna, you know, make it better for me and heal my soul and fill the hole in my, you know, my heart. Nah, I don't miss it. I don't care. I got gold. That's all right.
By the way, I heard there's a new recent update where Blue Man and Pink, they show even if you're a guest in the chat, they'll still show.
I noticed that. Like last week, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. You're being inclusive, guys. You're not being racist against Blue and Pink.
Yeah. So what chats did you hang out at back then? Any like top five or whatever, like whatever ones you want to mention.
All right. So most of the time I would go on to Fishy CP, and they have Fishy CP radio there. So I did join it for a little bit. I was DJing on Fishy CP when I was about like 13, 14. I went on Earth Breach radio. I know. Crazy times, right? Oh, I was so nervous on that radio station. And let me tell you, I didn't really have a good taste of music back then. I was listening to Nightcore and I was just playing pop hits because I had nothing. I didn't know what to play, to be honest. That's all I had downloaded. So.
All right.
Yeah. And at the time, I was a bit of a noob. Kind of picked it up along the way, though. And I hung out at Social quite a bit after Fishy CP went down. Social became the new thing, and Kane started running Social Radio there as well, so I joined on that for a bit, and there were a few people, like a few of my friends had radio chats, so I went on to Shares. I don't know if anyone remembers, I'll say it, like American Shares. Sherry. But she was pretty cool. Like, she was, yeah, I liked her, and she liked me. It was really cool because we had such a big age difference, but we got along really well. She was about 34, and I was 14. Yeah, we were like besties.
Wow.
Same with Hannah, because Hannah and I were besties in 2015. She was like 20. I was 15.
Wow.
And then. Yeah, man. Like, I had all these older friends. I know everyone was so much older than me, but I don't know. I just vibed with everyone. There was some weirdos. I did meet two people from Zat. I'm trying to remember that chat. I met Adam and what's his name? So Adam is Aussie or Scream. We all know him. Have your opinions. That's all good. I don't talk to him these days because, yeah, we're just not friends.
Yeah, he has a kid now and stuff. So.
Yeah, he does have a kid now. And I heard some things that happened with him and, you know, not just with him, but with his child and with people online. I heard some stories and they were pretty gruesome to me. So I don't really like to associate with him after hearing that. But this, when I met him, was years ago. Like, this was before he started going down this path. So I met him when I was 16, and I know there's these rumors that go around that me and Adam had a thing, which didn't happen. We literally went to the shops together. We went shopping, and then he did buy me. The only thing he did that he shouldn't have done was buy me alcohol at 16, but I only had one. I had one Jim Beam, okay? It was one can of Jim Beam. And it was all goods. So then 2 years later, it was my 18th, and I invited him to my 18th birthday, and he came met my parents, and well, I mean, he'd already met them before, but he met my whole family, and we went out to the city. We went clubbing, and we had this limousine, and it was pretty fun. You know, we had a good time. Yeah, it was so fun. And he met my sister, who passed away a year after, or just under a year after that. And I invited him to the funeral. But unfortunately, he was really busy and he couldn't make it. And I never really talked to him after that. So then I heard all about all this stuff that went down with him on Flirt and catfishing people. I wasn't too happy about hearing about that stuff and that he was leading these girls on and would come to me and cry about him. And I'm like, oh no. And this is the thing is, I'm like, well, you went for Adam and you know what he's about. And this is what I would just say to them, because people just know that's Adam, okay? He's not going to have a serious relationship online. He's just not.
Yeah.
So, and then the other guy is Nitram. He's very flamboyant. So he's so nice. He's so great. He was a mod on social. He had a few registered names. Nitram, Faint. I don't remember what he called himself though. He was mostly just Nitram. But we met at a theme park. So we met at Movie World on the Gold Coast. That was so fun. Even though it was raining all day, we had so much fun together. And we were like roughly the same age. I had no idea that he lived in my city. And we were both just chilling on social, like, wait a second, you live near me? Let's go. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good that you still remember like the little details, like it was raining. Like, it's really cool.
I know. It's great because I like to reminisce about these things because it was such a long time ago. And then we met up like a little bit after that and he gave me a birthday present. It was so cute. He gave me a little dress. Oh.
Yeah. See, there is good experiences of meeting people. I think the people that end up meeting from that takes a long time and a lot of trust to build to do that in the first place.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think do that unless
I don't think people are that dumb to meet some weirdos, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that everyone was like, you must be a dumbass right now going to meet Adam, but I was like, right. I've known Adam since I was like 12, even though that sounds really bad because he was like 15 or 16. He never once was weird to me, okay, in the whole time I knew him, since the point 5 years after meeting him we'd met. He was never once weird to me. I don't care what he was like to you, he wasn't fucking like that with me, okay? So I just don't care, right? He never did anything to me, he never harassed me. The only thing he did that really pissed me off to me is when I got back from Sydney after meeting him, he told everyone on Zat that we slept together. And then it got back to Mike. And I was dating Mike at the time, too. Yes. E-dating Mike.
Well, Mike was how old at the time?
Oh, God, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's another story. Yeah.
That's another story for sure. Yeah. We will touch on that. Because I'm sure you have your opinions, and a lot of people do. And that's fine.
Yeah. But, wow, just the drama from meeting up and Adam spreading rumors and
Zat, you better set the record straight right now, and he did. But I was like, oh, dickhead.
Yeah, and back then it's still kind of a thing, maybe, I think, but back then it was like you could go to the homepage and use the search bar and you can look up your name and like see who's talking about you in the chats and like really see the logs like that.
It's creepy.
Yeah, but that's how it was back then. And it was like Adobe Flash chats. It wasn't even HTML. It was so weird and different.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's your favorite smileys to use?
I like the tongue one. Let's go.
Okay.
All the laughing ones, like ecstatic, the maniac from Anime Power.
I like the toad ones from the toad.
The toad.
Yeah, no, I'll show you later when I'm on the chat. I'll show you the laughing toad. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you
the toad. Yeah.
You like it, I think the power is literally called Toad. If you do my least Toad. Yeah.
Okay.
And then so you like XP? I know you like the tongue one. Do you like XP though?
Oh, the Toad Fire one's cool. XP, yeah, I like XP. I like using that one. XD, I'll still use that one.
Yeah, and they got classic. What's that one? You do classics too. There's Taj. There's a bunch. Yeah. And there's actually like some cursed smileys too.
Some what smile?
Some cursed smileys.
Some cursed smileys.
Yeah, like
what?
Look up the walking grass one. Look at that one.
Walking grass.
Yeah.
Walk grass. Oh god. Walk grass.
Yeah. Tell the bot to say it.
Okay. Say. Why is it not showing up? Oh, I got clear on. Right. Oh, jokes.
I think it takes a second to load.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like it's just cursed. So
you're right.
I do like some of those. Those are funny.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know, man.
Do you like kisses?
What do you mean? Like the actual doing,
like the sharks or the hippo?
Oh, right, yeah, no. I don't do them because no one gives a fuck about them, to be honest. Like, whenever you do them in the chat, people just see it as an inconvenience. And I'm not trying to do that.
So you're not trying to be a troll. So you're saying that you think kisses are for trolls?
Yeah, I think kisses are for trolls.
Okay. You got a point.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, I mean, there's a rainbow here and there's a notepad here. And it's like, dude... what are you trying to insinuate? I can go in Google Images and look up the same shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of them are kind of cute.
Yeah. They're funny. The sharks wake up chat and stuff. And it's just funny. I suggested the hippo's power.
Yeah.
And I based it off of the hippo kiss.
Because they had a hippo.
Yeah, hippos. Yeah, if you look for hippos, I suggested that and they gave it to me for free as a test power. That was my idea, yeah. But I came up with the idea because there was a hippo kiss in the first place.
Oh yes. Oh my god, there's a hippo shitting. Oh my god, ew.
Now you have to buy it, right?
Oh no, wait. Hippo EFX? Is it? Oh my god. It turns around and it shits in your face.
That's great. It's one of the best powers ever.
Yeah, dead set. Far out. Oops.
Well, yeah, they gave me a test for that because I suggested it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to talk about some voice acting. So I heard you do voice acting on the side, like Anime Girls or something like that. Are you able to talk about what you do? Or are you able to do some stuff?
Absolutely. Quotes? Yeah. So basically, I'll start with what got me into voice acting. Well, when I was younger, my siblings and I, because I have two sisters, two brothers, but it was just me and my two sisters, you know, and we would make up these characters and come up with these voices and do little skits, and we would steal my parents' camera. My dad would get really pissed off when he'd find out the SD card was full of all of our shit.
Aww.
And so, we'd come up with these characters that, and this teacher from our school, she had this really strange voice. I will talk about Mrs. Lasu, okay? I'm sorry, Miss Lasu, if you're listening. And we made her out to be this like evil substitute teacher who like basically smacks kids, like a Mrs. Trenchbull character from what's that movie? Matilda. So I mean, like, get your bloody ass back in the chair, you little shit. I'm gonna smack that ass so hard, you know?
Wow.
And then the kid would be like screaming. So one of us would have to like reenact the kid running back to the chair or running back to the bed because she would like come over to their house, and so we would make like a little game where she would come over and have to babysit the kids. And if they weren't in bed, then, you know, she would like chase you down the house, like smack your arm until you get into bed.
That got you into wanting to do voice acting.
Eh?
That's what got you into wanting to do voice acting? Like, that's like
the
starter?
Yeah, we all like, pretty much, like when we were like really young, I was just making up these characters, and then I started like writing scripts and I recording using voice memos, and then all of a sudden my siblings told me, hey, you could do that voice so well, with a couple of things. Like, what's that kid show, Little Princess? You know, do you know that show? And they go, she's a little princess.
No, I'm not familiar. No.
Okay, well, I could do the main character, and then they were like, hey, that goes hard. So then I basically took the liberty upon myself to start recording my own skits. So I used GarageBand. So I made some advertisements, or at least some fake advertisements. I wanted to do some radio work. So after I did radio, I was like, oh my God, I need to get on the radio, which I guess I hadn't worked up the courage to do. And I'm turning 25 soon, so I definitely need to start putting myself out there, which is what I'm planning to do this year. I have no excuses because I'm not working at the moment, like doing anything else besides the voice acting thing, because that's like ultimately how I get paid at the moment.
I wish you luck in all that. That's great that you're really pushing for that. That's awesome. And
thank you.
I want to let you know that on my other podcast, one of our recent episodes we released was with a voice actor from an anime, a huge franchise, and one of the main characters. Yeah. And I asked all kinds of questions and stuff, but he was telling me that he has an IMDb. And he usually just edits it himself and puts all of his work in there himself because no one else is going to do it. So
that's crazy.
That's what I recommend for you when you start getting into some cool stuff. Any type of work that you're hired for to do voice acting for, just put it on your IMDb yourself and make it, build your little portfolio and make it look good, you know?
Yeah, 100%. So I've done that on voices.com. So you can upload all your demos. So I have like a British voice demo where it's like, you must know that you mean the most to me. Oh dear. Like, I don't know what I said, but it sounded really sophisticated. And I was like, I put the title as British Woman Loves You. So it's like clickbait, you know?
So that's how you're getting work through there. People are finding you through there.
Yeah, they're finding me through these voice websites and through the agencies. As I need to, I guess, look into that because I guess it's really hard to put yourself out there if you don't already have a portfolio. And one thing that that you can include in that is I'm not sure if, because I can't upload a CV or anything, but that's definitely something that you should include when I'm applying for, like, or if you were to apply for a radio station, is to not only include a CV, cover letter, my bad. Not only include a cover letter. Far out. I swear I'm sober. But also include the demos of, you know.
Yeah, I heard that having agencies is...
Yeah?
I heard that having agencies is a really good method. That's how you can get a lot of positions and spots through an agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a good one.
Straight up, yes.
Do you watch anime?
I don't watch anime. I don't, but I can... I know the language of Japanese and the symbols, like I can read Japanese. No, I can't. I don't know how to speak Japanese, but I know like what the characters mean, and I know some words.
Wow, that's really cool. That's a good talent. But I'm sure you would be needed for an English dub or something.
Exactly. I'd straight up just be like, no, we have to go there.
That's really good. That was really good.
Yeah, mate. That's me getting into character.
I definitely think getting into character is really good to be able to know how to do that and to feel yourself getting in there. And I definitely think you're going to get some cool jobs, some cool positions with some brands in the future.
I really appreciate
if you keep
that.
It up. I think you're
Thanks
really good.
Very much.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm pretty sure you're going to get some cool spots and some cool gigs, for sure.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got goosebumps, man. Thank you.
I see it. And keep that up. So we're going to end off the podcast soon, but I have some last questions.
Shoot.
The last questions would be any shout outs to any old friends you haven't seen in a while. And the very last thing would be any last words for the Zap community.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, here's some Club Penguin shout outs. So, yo, Grumpy 99, Blue Jean, Toxic Pengu. I meant Zeke. Hey, Romeo Orange from Carrajon, New South Wales. Sorry. I miss y'all. I haven't talked to them in like maybe 14 years. They probably won't be there, but hey, I miss y'all. Also, shout out to my homie, my home dog, Greg. I have too many homies. And shout out to Jad. Jad knows he loves that. Jad knows that I love him a lot.
What's up, Chad? Shout out from the SAT podcast.
Yeah, shout out, mate. And any words for the community, you say?
Yeah.
Sorry. I just go over a flu. So
yeah.
I'm gonna say just stay positive. Don't bring other people down if you're not having a good day. Just do something good for yourself. Self-care, all right? Be kind to your tomorrow self. That is probably the best advice that I could give for the community or for anyone. Is just be kind to your tomorrow self. You know you got to do something tomorrow. Make sure you prepare. You know, premeditate shit. Make sure that you got a schedule ready or a list ready, so then you're not like waking up the next day and going, God, I have like too many things to do, which one do I do first? You know, because we're humans, we all do it. All right, so just take care of yourself and love yourself more than anyone else.
Thank you Angel for all your kind words. Thank you for coming on the Zap podcast. I hope to have you on here another time. We really appreciate you. And everyone listening to this soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
You too. Thanks, guys.